afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisper, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
I don't even know. And that's the name of this podcast. I don't even know. Like, I don't even know what's going to happen tonight. I don't know what's going to happen on this podcast. I don't know. I wish I would have saved the creation that was a disaster of me and Leanne trying to record. It was probably about 2.5 minutes of me and Leanne just arguing about recording a podcast. You see, we sat down, when would this have been? Last Monday, I believe. Last Tuesday. One of the 2 days. We sat down to record a podcast, and she just wasn't having it. And so she wasn't in the mood, and she said she has to be in the mood for it. So you may or may not ever get a Banff podcast, a recap of the Banff trip, the Stopping Glacier, everything that was there and after. Because you just have to wait, apparently, for Leanne to be in the mood. And I was like, well, I mean, maybe I can showcase the disaster that was and let people listen back to it. No, because apparently, I didn't even save it. That's how disastrous it was. And I was like, I can't work with this. I can't work in these conditions. Then I was like, well, maybe I'll go a different route with the podcast this week, right? No idea where, though. No idea what direction. Started writing a list. I got Banff on here. We can cross that out. Don't even know. That's the name of the episode because I really don't know where this is going to go or what we're going to talk about. I'd say it's going to be short, but those are one of those Trent quips of who knows how long it'll actually be at that point. So why don't I just go down the list and talk about a couple different things? This is just going to be some random episode. I don't even know how long it's going to be. I don't even know what you're fully going to get out of it. But it's been a while since we've done one of these hodgepodge episodes. So let's just roll with it. See what sticks. And really, that's all you can do. I don't know why this... This is picking up so loud today. Let me just check a couple settings here. Yeah, maybe it's this setting. Give me just a moment. We're going to go ahead and switch here. And this is, oh yeah, okay. I knew there was something wrong and something didn't sound right for the first 2 minutes that I have been talking. I felt like it was like weird, but it's because of the way I had the setting. I changed the setting for when Leanne and I talked and... Yeah, that's why it was sounding kind of meh. Hey, did you know, by the way, these Gosling's ginger beers, these are not in the slightest not good for you. And I wonder how many grams of sugar a Coke or a Pepsi have. I'll tell you what, these Gosling ginger beers, typically I use them to make Moscow mules. Long story short, I do not have vodka accessible to me right now in the apartment. And so I was told that I need to make sure that I still drink these Gosling's ginger beers without any vodka. Because, of course, you know, Moscow Mules. And if you're not aware, this is not an actual beer. Non-alcoholic soft drink with a refreshing zip of ginger, as the can tells us. But this is disgusting. There are 47 total grams of sugar, which makes up your 94% of your daily value of your sugars. Absolutely horrendous. That is disgusting. This isn't even worth the 94% of my daily sugars in this one drink. It's good, but not 94% worth. Hey, I don't know if you know, and if you're a true listener to the podcast, you do. Curling is done for the season. Hoping to start back up in September. We'll see how the dominoes fall on that one. I'm actually talking with a higher up at work, and we actually started talking about curling together, and I thought that was pretty cool to connect on and to chat about. Curling is one of those, and I was talking to actually a couple other people that same day just by happenstance. Curling is just kind of one of those niche sports. Yeah, I enjoy curling. It was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed getting involved in that league. However, due to the heat, that is why they take the month of August off, essentially, so that, well, I mean, just the ice wouldn't be able to be well maintained in the building and everything. And I need to respond to this text real quick. People are texting me because, well, let's talk about that. I had this idea about talking about, you know, the upcoming football season and everything, for college football, and yes, Illinois. Yes, as in Illinois. I texted a couple friends saying, hey, I would love to get your thoughts on your outlook of the college football season. And I said, hey, send me a short little audio clip. Apparently, that was too much to ask to have them do it tonight. And so maybe I'll have an episode on college football next week, if these people choose to respond or not. For example, here's one friend who says, F that, LOL, can't give my voice for the people be calling me and wanting my amazing thoughts on everything. Well, I know that that's not true, especially since they're talking about Michigan State. So I can guarantee that won't happen because it's Michigan State. But nonetheless, that was an option for this week. And as you can see, also scrapped. Though we did get a little taste of football back, 19 days, by the way, until college football returns. We did get a little taste of football last Thursday night with the Raiders versus the Jags. Embarrassing game, of course, given that it's preseason and no one really actually cares what's going on. So that happened. I was able to, it's been 5 years since I worked at Ferris State, and so I was able to stop in and see some friends a couple weeks ago. That was a lot of fun. I think that really speaks volumes to, and we've talked about this before on the podcast, but maintaining those connections. People very happy to reconnect, very happy to catch up. Can't believe it's been 5 years that it have gone by. And, you know, the other thing I was going to talk about today, yeah, this is going to be a short episode, because I really don't know where to go. I'm kind of just all over the place, you know? So I need you to give me some guidance. I need you to tell me what direction you want to see the podcast. What things do you want to talk about? If you're interested in being a guest, please reach out to me. But I was also going to talk about giving people a chance. And I want to essentially, you know, like, the cliche, not judging a book by its cover. But I want to elaborate more on this in depth and flesh this out a little bit more before we talk about it. So that doesn't really matter either. Again, don't even know this was a rightful name for the podcast because really we just rambled. And that's what I tell people. I either have a guest on the podcast or it's just me rambling about whatever BS comes to my mind. And today you got the latter, unfortunately. But you know that I'll be back next week one way or the other with some sort of material to bring you. And so until then, have a great week, everyone.